Radio London Coffee Break, programme number 2 for transmission 11 a.m. Sunday the 17th of April 1966.
It's time to take a coffee break. Enjoy a good cup of coffee.
We invite you to join McDonald Hobley and this morning's coffee personality as they enjoy a good cup of coffee.
It's lively, lively, easy to
And today, Mac Hobley's taking his coffee break in Liverpool. So to hear exactly where he is and who he's talking to, let's join Mac Hobley.
Well, Mark, of course, that's a doorbell. It could be a doorbell anywhere in this country. But if it was pressed by Frank Hart, the man with whom I'm sitting in this Liverpool office this morning, you could be richer by at least £100,000. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mac.
Frank, during coffee break this morning, I'd like to find out what it feels like to be the man whose job it is to give away more money than probably anybody else in this country. But first of all, let's listen to this disc. Before that record, I told you that I was in a Liverpool office. The office is Littlewoods Pools Limited, and the man I'm having my coffee break with is Frank Hart. Frank, how many people do you think do the football pools each week?
Oh, I should say around about 10 million.
As many as that?
Oh, yes, indeed. And I should say that the average stake is about 5 shillings per week.
5 shillings per week from 10 million. That's quite a lot of money, isn't it? These are, in the main, single investors, aren't they? But you do, of course, have many syndicates, don't you?
Oh, quite a number, indeed, yes.
Do you think the syndicate operator has a better chance than the single person?
Not as far as the big money is concerned, of course. I don't think so, because it's a strange thing. We've even had £100 or more won with just 1 and 9 pence, 2 and 6 pence. It just goes to show the little man counts.
Well, I suppose everybody has a system, and while we're talking on the subject of syndicates and systems, perhaps we could have another cup of coffee and another record, Frank, and you can give me some advice filling in my coupons for this weekend.
Hello there, Norwich. Stand by, coffee lovers and all those people who think coffee is great. Next week, it's Coffee Week in Norwich, and there's a free competition for everybody. Your chance in Norwich to win £50, or a Sunbeam Deluxe Mixmaster, or a beautifully designed coffee set. Just look out in Norwich for the Coffee Week signs, and where you see the signs and get your coffee, you can collect a simple entry form. Answer the questions and bingo! What could be simpler? And while you're filling up the form, have a cup of coffee. It'll give you inspiration for this wonderful chance to win a really exciting prize. So remember, next week is Coffee Week in Norwich.
It's lovely, lovely, easy to make, so take a coffee break.
Well, here in Liverpool, I'd like to find out from Frank Hart what happens to my coupon when it arrives at Littlewoods.
Well, Mac, first of all, it goes through a foolproof security system. Then all the coupons are sorted and filed. After the matches are played on the Saturday, the coupons are checked electronically and manually by thousands of girls.
That suggests that you use computers in your work.
Oh, indeed we do. We have quite a number of computers, specially built to our own design. But of course, we couldn't do without those girls.
All right then, let's have a record for those girls. Well, that's one record, and here's an even greater one, because Frank Hart of Littlewoods, here in Liverpool, is the man who handed over one of the largest amounts of money ever won on the pools, or anywhere in the world. Frank, tell us about it.
Well, Mac, this was just about 18 months ago, and it was a lad of 31 by the name of Jeff Lydiard in London who won £316,000.
Did you knock at the door and just tell him outright that he'd won this amount of money?
Oh, no, no, indeed, we can't do that. You see, there are still a couple of days to go before the presentation is actually made, and in that time, of course, another winner may be found.
The thing that really fascinates me, I couldn't bear to have you call at my door knowing that I'd won a great amount of money and not being told what amount I had won.
Oh, I don't think you'd really worry about that, you know. The very fact that you've won a lot of money, I think, satisfies you. And, of course, you know, these winners of ours, you know, they know. They ask as soon as you go in, are we going to be looked after? And, of course, we can always tell them yes.
And just how they're looked after, you'll hear from Frank Hart after this disc. Well, our final question for Frank Hart during our coffee break at Littlewoods of Liverpool this morning is, Frank, what happened to that winner of £316,000?
Well, Mac, Jeff Lydiard, he used to be a dial painter. He painted numbers on instrument dials. And now, 18 months after his big win, our advisory committee has invested his money for him. He's got a lovely four-bedroomed house just outside London, a nice new car. He's taken his family for a holiday to the Bahamas. But now he's got his own business, he's working again.
Frank, thank you very much indeed for inviting me this morning, and I do hope that one day you'll be ringing my doorbell officially, and that you'll join me again for another Coffee Break.
Same time next week, MacDonald Hobley invites another coffee personality to enjoy a good cup of coffee.
It's lively, easy to make, the Take-Care Coffee Break.
Directed by Johnny Coulter and produced for the Offshore Network by Philip Waddilove, Ross Radio Productions.
So take